This is Terry Mandel, DOD, dictating an attorney letter to Ron Byron, attorney at law, address on file of the Ken Nunn Law Office. Dear Mr. Byron, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Devin Brown, please note the following medical letter. The first name is D-E-V-E-N. Last name is B-R-O-W-N, period. On today's date, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records as well as taking the history directly from the patient, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 52-year-old male, height 5'7", weight 175 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about September 18th, 2021, period. The patient was a driver with his seatbelt on, period. He was stopped at a traffic light and was rear-ended, period. The bumper was knocked in and was dragging, period. There was a mild to moderate amount of damage to the vehicle, period. The patient was jerked, period. The patient hit his head on the windshield, period. He did not have loss of consciousness, but he was dazed, period. He had immediate pain in his entire back as well as a headache, period. Despite adequate treatment, he is still experiencing pain in his entire back, period. His headache has resolved, period. This automobile accident has reactivated prior injuries to his entire back, period. He has a long-standing past medical history of back pain, as well as another prior automobile accident on May 7th of 2021, period. This automobile accident had a larger impact than the one that he had a few months prior, and as a result has significantly aggravated his back and causing him a great deal of discomfort, period. New paragraph. His neck pain is described as intermittent, period. It occurs approximately 5 hours per day, period. It is a stiffness-type pain, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. It is a non-radiating pain at this point in time, but initially it was radiating down the back to his legs, period. New paragraph. His thoracic pain is described as intermittent, period. It occurs approximately 3 to 5 hours per day, period. It is a throbbing and stabbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 7 out of 10, period. The pain radiates to the low back, period. New paragraph. The lumbar pain is an intermittent type pain, period. It occurs approximately 3 hours per day, period. It is a burning, stabbing, and throbbing type pain, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down both legs, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medications, stretching exercises, and a back brace, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient. Was that he was seen in the emergency room at Eskenazi that day, He was seen recently after the automobile accident at Eskenazi Hospital, and he continued to follow up with physical therapy that was started from the first automobile accident, period. He saw a chiropractic physician a few times, period. He also saw his family doctor, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for a CVA in 20 of 20, as well as Wolff-Parkinson-White syndrome, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history reveals heart surgery, adenoids, and tonsils, period. New paragraph. His occupation is that of a maintenance tech. He is able to work full-time, but as a result of his back problems, He continues to work with pain and also at a slower pace, period. At times he needs help from others, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals in 2002 he injured his low back in a rear-end automobile accident. He had physical therapy for a few months with some permanency, period. On May 7th, 2021, he was also involved in another rear-end automobile accident that aggravated his entire back, and he did seek treatment for this as well, period. In 2019, he had a work injury where a refrigerator fell on him. He did have physical therapy for a couple weeks, period. The refrigerator injury was essentially to his hands and back, but there was no permanency from this injury, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living that are affected are pain with a great deal of severe movement, period. He has difficulty with overhead work, comma, climbing ladders, comma, climbing upstairs, comma, sex, comma, and sleep is affected, period. New paragraph. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records as well as several years of medical records in the past. There is a long history of back pain, and it is well documented in the record that pre-exists this automobile accident, period. An example was a visit note from Eskenazi Primary Care dated February 14th, 2018. They state that he has a longstanding history of back pain, period. More recent medical records note from the emergency room at Eskenazi Emergency Department. September 20th, 2021, states he presents to the emergency department after an MVC 2 days ago, period. The patient was a restrained driver that was rear-ended while stopped, period. Under musculoskeletal, he was complaining of joint pain and neck pain, period. They relate that he had soreness after the motor vehicle collision. He was complaining of neck, back, and right arm pain, period. They did an appropriate examination, period. Follow-up note at Eskenazi Health Primary Care, October 1st, 2021. 50-year-old male presents today for cervical and back pain following an MVC on September 18th, period. Under musculoskeletal, it was positive for back pain, comma, myalgias, and neck pain, period. Abnormalities were noted and documented on physical examination, period. Their assessment was severe lumbar pain, and they gave him an ambulatory referral to physical therapy, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records, I have found that all of his treatment is mentioned above and for which he has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of September 18th, 2021, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, cervical trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, and sprain, period. Number two, thoracic trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, and sprain, period. Number three, lumbar trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, and sprain, period. Number four, cephalgia, period. The above four diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident of September 18th, 2021, period. It is important to reiterate that this accident has caused an aggravation of his prior longstanding history of back pain, as well as an aggravation of an earlier automobile accident aggravation from May 7th of 2021, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. Ongoing medication of a generic and over-the-counter nature for anti-inflammatory and analgesic use would cost approximately $90 a month for the remainder of his life, period. Back injections at an estimated cost of $3,000 would be appropriate, period. The patient was unable to afford more physical therapy or chiropractic care, but this certainly would be a reasonable course of treatment in the future at an estimated cost of $2,000, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records as well as taken the history directly from the patient, period. A physical examination was not performed, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. The patient gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.